Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with a short devotional topic. The Call to Worship program has been encouraging listeners since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. Here is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Mothers, since God created the first woman and blessed Eve with the very first birth of the very first little baby, He has continued to bless countless women over the years with the awesome privilege and responsibility of being a mother. Consider the words of Psalm 127. Behold, children are an heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, His reward. Every one of you has had a mother. You might be still living at home and invest time daily with her. Or you may not even know who your birth mother was if you were adopted. Your mother may have passed away. Or a divorce may have separated you from her so that you only see her occasionally or not at all. And some of you have an elderly mother, possibly at the point of being in assisted living. Regardless of the situation you are in, God provides examples for us to learn from. Love. The greatest is love. If your mother is a Christian, then love her as your mother and as your sister in the Lord. If she's not yet saved, then remember God's command to love everyone, even our enemies. Honor your mother for the position she has been given. It is God who blesses a woman with a child. As I shared with you moments ago, children are a heritage from the Lord. The life He creates is a gift from God, an honor that He bestows on a woman. Respect your mother. Leviticus 19. Each of you must show respect for your mother and father. And anyone who dishonors father or mother should be put to death. Such a person is guilty of a capital offense. So says Leviticus 19:3 and chapter 20, verse 9. In addition, if your mother is older, then you must respect your elder. Leviticus 19, verse 32. Stand up in the presence of the elderly and show respect for the aged. Forgive your mother. Ephesians 4. Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. And do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. Remember, He has identified you as His own, guaranteeing that you will be saved on the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God, through Christ, has forgiven you. Remember things about your mother. If she is no longer around, then pray that God will help you to remember the things she taught you, that you would remember and apply those things that will help you to be more like Christ. If your mother is still living, then communicate with her about things you remember. Look for opportunities to bless her with compliments regarding something you learned from her. While we think about honoring mothers, one of the most well-known passages of Scripture describing the virtuous woman is found in Proverbs 31. An excellent wife, who can find? She's far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff and her hands hold the spindle. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She delivers sashes to the merchant. Strength and dignity are her clothing. And she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all, he says. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. Folks, if you couldn't help but see your mother in the list of attributes that we just read, then give her praise for it. And if you are a mother listening today, then may God help you to be like that virtuous woman. And may you be exceedingly blessed in all your efforts. Amen.
This has been another devotional taken from the Call to Worship program, a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations and available 24/7 at calltoworship.us.